She's a bright, cheery 9-year-old South Coast girl who can sum up her life in one word.
Happy.
But Celaya Guevara's life has been anything but simple. The Ventura girl has spent most of her life battling leukemia.
A few weeks before her second birthday, she started getting these random fevers. All of a sudden, they would go away for a couple of days, and then she would get the same kind of fever. Her pediatrician kept telling us that it was most likely just a virus. She had told us that she wanted to see us again after that President's Day weekend. And within the 15 minutes that it took us to get to the doctor's office, Zelaya had developed something called petechia. It basically looks like you're bleeding through the pores of your skin.
That's Charlie Guevara, Zelaya's mother.
As soon as the doctor saw that, she immediately turned us around and sent us to Children's Hospital. She was diagnosed at 11:45 at night with leukemia.
Zelaya soon started going through a roller coaster series of treatments which kept her alive but didn't stop the disease.
Her initial diagnosis was in 2012. She went through her first diagnosis and her first 2 years of treatment. Then she relapsed. We had to start heavy-duty chemotherapy all over again. She relapsed again.
Charlie Guevara and her husband Alex were told that they were out of options for their daughter.
We were told that we could just take her home and make her comfortable. After speaking with them further, they did tell us that we could try a bone marrow transplant with her, but because of the rarity of her leukemia, her form of leukemia doesn't even have a standard protocol, let alone had they ever had anyone do a transplant with her form of leukemia.
But no one in their family was a bone marrow match. In fact, a search of U.S. marrow databases failed to find someone. To make it more complicated, doctors said the situation was so rare, they needed someone who could match 10 different types of criteria. Then there was a miracle. A 22-year-old German man, Pierre Berndt, was a perfect match.
We got an email saying that they had found... I'm going to cry. Sorry. It's been 3 years and I still cry. We got an email saying that they had actually found her a perfect match in Europe, and that if we were okay with accepting a donor from out of the country, that we could go through with the transplant. She actually did a lot better than expected, but they didn't expect much. We just hit 3 years on September 2nd.
Rules prohibit initial contact between a donor and recipient, but after the waiting period was over, Zelaya and Pierre, the man who saved her life, were able to talk and meet. DKMS, the international nonprofit which made the match, help bring them together.
They were text messaging with each other. They have FaceTimed. And then we were trying desperately to figure out how we could meet him. And then DKMS, they actually flew him out from Germany so that he could meet Zelaya. He was able to spend the week with us.
Zelaya talks about meeting the man who saved her life.
It was unexpected. I cried. Happy tears.
The 9-year-old is doing well. She's been homeschooled for now to keep her healthy. Someday, she wants to be a doctor. Zelaya says she wants to return the favor of helping others who are sick, but as a cancer survivor, she can't donate marrow. She says that's frustrating.
It made me mad that I couldn't donate just because I had a problem.
But she's trying to do the next best thing. She's going to be on hand to support a registration drive in Ventura County Saturday, which is World Marrow Donor Day.
Please come out, because 14,000 people in the United States need a donor.
Anyone in good health between 18 and 55 can register. It's free. You fill out a short form and then a swab is taken from the inside of each cheek. The event, sponsored by the nonprofit DKMS, which fights blood cancers, will take place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Mamba Sports Academy. That's on Rancho Conejo Boulevard, just north of Highway 101 in Thousand Oaks. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.